Hello everyone, Richard Lewis here with another video, and a lot of people have been saying, oh, you know, you've been doing this daily show, you've been talking about the news, elections, politics, all of this stuff. You haven't really focused on breaking any news for a while. And obviously, you know, I can't break every single story in esports. That would be a little bit unrealistic to expect me to do that. But obviously, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. Well, one of the things we started digging into was linked to some of the earlier coverage we did about Riot Games. And we've been talking about how Riot Games have been undergoing this huge transformation. They've accepted that they have poorly handled the LCS in the past. They're getting completely wrecked at the moment by team owners who are coming in and saying, look, we're making an operational loss to play in your league. They're under tremendous pressure. Secretly, team owners have even threatened to potentially pull out of the league if the situation isn't remedied. And we've seen as a result of that the beginning of a very different-looking Riot Games in a different-looking LCS. Riot have acquiesced. Riot have brought in crowdfunding elements at Worlds and have said that they are going to revise things and look at revenue streams for teams and how they can create a better ecosystem for people participating in their league. Now, when I was out researching this, there was a document doing the rounds, and it's about a partnership with the Major League Baseball Advanced Media Company. And basically, you know, this is like obviously an offshoot of Major League Baseball. It's a partnership of the club owners of Major League Baseball and partially owned by Disney as well. And what they're doing is that they're responsible for creating lots of the kind of online and digital portfolio for baseball and people who want to watch baseball. Now, I've had this document sent to me by multiple sources. I've done all I can to verify its authenticity. It looks like the real deal. And I'm going to show you just a little bit of it on screen. I don't want to show the full thing. There's a lot of internal bits and pieces that probably won't mean a lot to anyone anyway. Well, as I said, a few people have sent me this, so it's out there. So people know or certainly seem to think that this is coming. Right, so this is the top sheet of the document that's doing the rounds, and you can see here it says MLBAM is working with Riot Games to develop and launch a standalone video application for Riot Games Live and on-demand video content. Currently, Riot Games only has a web experience, lolesports.com. And distributes their live video through YouTube and Twitch TV on a variety of platforms. BAM will provide multimedia, media operations, product design, project management, development, analytics, hosting, and technical support for the app. So you can see this is one of those rare examples of Riot Games kind of ceding control to an external company. Think about what happened with the ESPN deal when Riot and ESPN were in talks to do what I assume would be a similar deal to this one. Basically, it looks like, you know, they've actually decided, yeah, we're going to have to based on the external pressures and the products that we want to put out there. Riot Games will provide customer service and billing subscriber management. This suggests to me, as does other things in there, there may be some subscription element to it. And I'm certainly not opposed to that, by the way. I definitely think that's the future of esports content curation, having things like an esports Netflix, or I like to use the example of WWE Universe, which is a fantastic package. If anyone is into wrestling, you know, all the matches, all the shows going back, completely archived, documentaries, specials, and you have access to everything for a monthly fee. And I imagine that's the direction that this might head in. Riot Games will provide, oh, we've already said that a bit. Launch platforms will be desktop, blah, blah, blah. That's some more tech aspects of it. And in initial discussions with Riot, there are a few key product tenets that need to be incorporated, which is the experience across the board have to be better than what they are replacing with no loss of existing functionality. The goal is to wow the users with the launch. And top quality live video is a major driver for the relationship with MLBAM. So we'll shut the document down there, and I'm going to continue talking about it. But a few things to be mindful of here. When I was doing my, extra digging into it and trying to contextualize what was going on. It wasn't clear. People didn't seem to know what this would mean for Twitch TV. Some people seem to think that players would be allowed to have individual Twitch TV deals, but the team broadcasting and that kind of thing would be exclusively on MLB AM. Certainly the language in this document only refers to the LCS League. It doesn't refer to the individual organizations. So I imagine their Twitch deals or any of the streaming deals they have will stand, and they might very well be free to pursue them. That's an assumption on my part. There's certainly nothing in the language that suggests otherwise, but it could be the case that everybody's going to migrate all of their content across as part of this big agreement in what's going on. So to talk about timeframes, and this is another reason why I think the document is accurate, because it's got very specific timeframes. It says that they're going to launch a beta on December the 1st, 2016. They're looking to have 2,000 to 4,000 beta testing users, and the project has already begun. It already begun earlier this year. They're also targeting a launch of early February, what they're calling a soft launch, and that could be earlier depending on how successful the beta is. And then the public launch, when it's going to go public, is March 2017, according to this document. Now, it also mentions loads of things that they're going to include. And just to give you some examples, you're going to be able to, on the live video, you're going to have competitions embedded and integrated into the player. Doesn't really detail what they'll be. It's going to show two matches happening at the same time, but not shown side by side. You will have to make a choice still, I think. It also says you can select and switch between various streams of a match. So I imagine this could be individual player feeds, perhaps. So if you want to just watch a game from one player's perspective, that might be something they're looking to go in. Again, it doesn't expressly say that, but I know enough about sports broadcasting to know that would be a very appealing feature. And that's something we've had in soccer in the UK, on Sky Sports, for example, for a while. It also says it's going to have a VOD catalog where it's going to archive matches, and it's going to offer playlist support as well. So specific types of games will be curated and they'll be easy to find. And I imagine that will become quite a useful tool if you're an analyst or a coach or just a hardcore enthusiast who maybe wants to learn about the meta. You're going to be able to sort of dig into key games, and I think that's a great potential feature. There's a little bit about talking about advertising here. Obviously there's going to be advertising involved, that goes without saying. Live game stats. So it's going to have they're going to have digital stats created from the game engine. And they say that's at the moment, because of infrastructure reasons, that those will only be available for NA and EU. We know there's obviously issues with Korea and China and Taiwan and Brazil and Latin America and all these other regions not having the same level of infrastructure, not having the same services that the heartlands of League of Legends, NA and EU do. You're going to have an account to get this. You're going to have to sign up, and each account is going to be personalized. You're going to have to pick your favorite team, favorite players, favorite champions. I don't know if this will be about further tailoring some marketing to you guys down the road or whatever, but that's certainly what it looks like here. It also says there is no existing mobile app, and they want to fill that niche. So they want to give you a mobile app which will show you current live games, upcoming games. If you've missed a match, you can catch it. Notifications. And it goes through what these notifications are. I won't bore you with that. You get the idea. I'm sure you've all seen those kind of things for similar functions. Then it's also going to create VOD highlights, and it's going to say clip and share highlights from the community. Sharing of highlights and beat the community to shares via Reddit, it says there. So again, looks like they're looking to have a place where content goes instead of Reddit, which is very smart. Because one of the huge downsides Riot Games have faced in terms of controlling their product is that relationship with that subreddit. It's caused a lot of problems, a lot of issues, and it's led to a very fractious relationship and some problems. Bringing content away from third-party websites in-house is a very smart thing to do. It says they're looking to get 10 to 40 highlights per game and then utilize game data to automate clip generation and whatnot. Anyway. There's a few other bits and pieces. This is where it gets really technical. They're talking a lot about having these cool features for social engagement, loot integration. So they want to have some sort of reward system where if you engage, you get like an in-game currency. I don't know if it'll be LP or, you know, crystals or whatever it is for the cases, you know. So it's interesting, and this is something that everybody is looking at doing actually in the industry right now. You know, you think about how Valve do it, where if you sync up your account and you watch a major on Twitch, you can win souvenir drops. It's driving that engagement is actually very, very smart, and it looks like Riot are ready to kind of get on board and catch up in that sense, which is great for the fans, and I imagine you know, great for the teams and great for Riot Games, of course. It talks about all the events they'll be hosting over the course of a year and how they're split up. Talks about all the regions that they're going to have. And it says here they are looking to incorporate 13 leagues. 13 leagues, with the largest audience regions obviously being the major regions and Brazil. And they say this will be roughly 2,100 regular season games. So it's a lot of content that's going to be going up here. And it gives you a real sense of scale of the whole process. There's going to be no geo-blocking. And, you know, they talk a little bit as well about, you know, how they want to support Riot Games video content. So other things Riot are creating in their studio, that's obviously going to be part of this as well. Imagine shows like Primetime League and whatnot will be in there. And it sort of just ends off talking about the more tech support side of things. So Riot Games will be handling the customer service component, which might make some of you nervous or not. You know, I don't know. I've never used MLBM, BAM or Riot customer service, honestly. So I don't really have a frame for comparison. I don't have a frame of reference. But certainly I have seen a lot of people complaining about Riot customer support down the years. And, you know, equally, I've seen threads, people praising it to high heaven because, you know, they needed one more point to get a Lee Sin skin. And they said, you know, draw a funny picture of Lee Sin and all is forgiven. So, you know, I don't know. That could be a wildly dealing with tech issues and people wanting to integrate with something you've created, you know, proprietary player or whatever we're going to call it. That can be very, very different to dealing with somebody who just wanted to chance and get a free skin, you know. But all told, the one thing that's sadly missing is the finances. And I I've tried digging into this. I've tried chasing it up, but certainly haven't been able to find what this deal means in terms of money. It certainly seems to me that this is going to be very good for Riot Games and obviously MLBAM. These are big companies coming together to create a, as I said, what I imagine will eventually be like a Netflix or perhaps even a rival to Twitch in itself. And if the LCS is going to be broadcast exclusively on here, which again, the word exclusive does not appear in this document, but people have suggested that might be the way it goes. That obviously for MLBAM to get the most out of this deal, they might have to come off Twitch. They might have to not do their traditional streaming methods. And this might be the place you have to come to watch it. So that's a very exciting and interesting development. We've been talking for a long time about what changes are going to come to the industry. Well, now that more and more big companies have come involved and have that technology to broadcast games. And if you think about Twitch syncing up with Amazon Prime lately, you start to understand why they're doing that. It's about these value adds to retain customers and people who want to broadcast on their platform and provide them rights for desirable viewing experiences. So this is a big deal. And certainly I've got no reason to think this document is fake. It's as I've been sent it multiple times, all of it the same. It hasn't been edited or amended when it's been sent to me. And people are certainly talking about it in the League of Legends community. So it seems to be genuine. It really does. And I got to be honest, I think if I was a League of Legends fan, I might be excited about this. Now, obviously, there might be some resistance. I guess you've got to know the particulars, the finances. How much is it going to cost me? Do I need a subscription? Will there be a free alternative? Is it going to be exclusive? There's a lot of questions to be answered. And I imagine that's why they wanted to do this slow rollout, look at the tech before even really addressing the community. But now that it's out there, I imagine a lot of those questions will get answered a lot more expediently, which is the, you know, purposes of creating this video. But my initial feeling about this, and people know that I'm very critical of Riot Games and always have been, this looks like a huge step in the right direction for them and their product. It looks like a huge step towards actually creating something that can be monetized in a way that benefits all of the people, team owners, players, and potentially fans, and ultimately Riot Games as well, because let's be clear, the esports side of things for Riot Games loses the money. It's a loss leader in the set if you look at it self-contained. Obviously for marketing it's brilliant and it helps promote their game, but just in and of itself it's not profitable. This certainly looks like a step towards fixing all of those problems. I imagine the team owners are very excited at this prospect. Anyway, so I won't waffle on too much about it. Now that it's out there, this will no doubt ruffle a few feathers, and we'll see what happens. But I've tried to do my due diligence on it, and I'm pretty confident in the information I'm presenting to you guys. So obviously, thanks a lot for watching the video, and let's see what becomes of it. Take care.